All right, we are member-supported radio right here in Laguna Beach, KX93.5. Since we started this radio station about a year ago, it's been a revolving door of talented artists and musicians. Mike Doty is on the line right now. First of all, where in the world are you calling from?
Los Angeles. Far, far Los Angeles on the other side of the universe.
Well, yeah, pretty much, right? I guess if we want to drive up the 5 freeway, it'll take us forever to get there, and it's only...
yeah, I hear that.
Right, it's only really a stone's throw away. Anyway, I was very excited to talk to you. If you guys aren't familiar with Mike Doty, an accomplished, musician in his own right, a lot of people know him from back in the day, the 90s band Soul Coughing. You're a published author. You're author. You're a chic urbanite out of Brooklyn now. Is Brooklyn home for you?
Yeah, Brooklyn. I mean, me and, basically everybody else that lives on the East Coast. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I guess you're playing a show in Los Angeles very soon on Saturday. You're just not too far from the radio station at a rad venue in Santa Ana called The Observatory. How have the shows been thus far, and have they been well received?
They've been great. They've been beautifully received. I have a dope bass player, upright bass player and drummer, and they are killing it. And so the shows have been super fun.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, like what musicians you've taken on tour to. I imagine if you want to recreate the sound off the record, Circles, Super Bon Bon, I guess, which is available right now, you must have other musicians on stage with you. But again, Mike Doty's on the line on member-supported radio, KX93.5. I honestly, in my head, when I closed my eyes, I pictured you as a mad scientist somewhere in your own recording studio. Putting bits and pieces of music together in your lab, if you will. I don't know if that's far from the truth, but that's just what I picture in my head.
Not too far from the truth.
The new record's available right now, which is essentially old soul coughing songs reimagined, but I actually kind of gravitated towards a song, basically a John Denver tribute song called Sunshine.
Yeah,
which was coming off a record which came out like not too long ago. It's almost like back-to-back releases here, I guess.
Less than a year ago.
Yeah, and that record is called The Flip Is Another Honey, essentially meaning the B-side of this record. There's a gem on the other side of that record as well, right?
Yeah, it's from a review of a Jerry Lewis record in 1956. The A-side was great, and the flip is another honey.
Right. At first, I didn't know what that really meant, and then I did the whole Google and Wikipedia thing on you, and it's right up there on your website, man.
Oh, cool.
We've been playing on the air the song Sunshine. Basically, I guess you put a song together, your own take on an old John Denver thing,
it's basically me, sort of speak rapping, intoning, whatever it is you call what I do, between samples of John Denver's voice.
Yeah, it was really good. And then all of a sudden you have this new record out, which, let me ask you this, in your live shows that we're going to see here in Southern California pretty soon, is it predominantly the new, reimagined, soul coughing things, or is it going to be just...
Yeah, this tour is devoted to old soul coughing songs and the way I'm doing them now, sort of freaking them differently, kind of tweaking them and making them weird.
Was that the case that throughout the years you weren't really happy with that particular project?
I want to keep it in the positive and just say that, like, I'm so stoked with this record, and I'm so stoked that I got it to sound the way I wanted it
right
to sound.
Well, I'm just saying, what a blessing it has been. I mean, early on in your career, it seemed like you were fortunate enough to make music as your job. Some of that stuff was on the map and, highly recommended by a lot of people who like a lot of different types of music. How has your musical vision, changed throughout the years? I mean, it seems like you're even taking stuff from hip hop records these days.
Sure. I mean, that's always been a mainstay of my repertoire. And then, I became more of an acoustic guy in the 2000s, but there were always those big beats. And, this new record and the tour, there's a lot of like big house beats, drum and bass beats. It's sort of like the mixture of my thing
No, man. The record is an absolute winner, man. I think absolutely. I think I read somewhere out there on the internet. I don't believe everything I read on the internet, but you said some of these songs are certified club bangers, and it's borderline that, you know?
Well, I don't know who's certifying them, but sure. I like them anyway.
Well, we just played on the air that Sunshine tribute to John Denver, and we're gonna play Super Bon Bon Revisited in just a matter of moments from now. But when you put together this brand new record, are you playing all the musical parts in this particular thing?
Well, there's a bass player named Catherine Popper who plays the upright.
Yeah.
On it, she's on tour with me now. She's going to be at the Observatory and at the LA show as well.
Mm.
She's played with most recently with Jack White, I think is what she's known for. So it's her. She played the bass parts, but I played everything else basically. And there's a producer, a guy named Good Goose,
right?
Who did a lot of the beats. The beats are a collaboration between me and him.
Have you been working with that guy for a while now?
No, I met him this year, and we just kind of fell into doing this thing, and it, you know, took on a life of its own. I mean, we're definitely going to do more stuff, but it's really like it's a new relationship.
Right. So not exactly self-produced, but you had other people on board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool, man. Again, Mike Doty on the phone. A lot of people remember the band Soul Coughing, but you've been putting out records for a long time now, man, pretty much steadily throughout the year 2000s, or the 2000s rather. And you're a published author, man. There's a memoir out right now. How long has that been available to the general public?
I think a year, maybe a little more than a year.
Right, and it's called The Book of Drugs. And what are some of the themes and topics that you touch on with this memoir?
Believe it or not, my book, The Book of Drugs, is really a book about drugs. There's a lot of drugs in it. I mean, it's one of those terrible books where a guy does a bunch of drugs and then stops and tells you all about it, basically. And then there's a lot of stuff just sort of about music in the 90s and in the late 80s. And, you know, it's just one of those books.
Just one of those books. Again,
yeah.
Mike Doty is on the line. We launched this thing about a year ago, just kind of earshot from Los Angeles, and we're member supported. You know, you could be a member. You could donate to the station. It's a tax write-off because we are a nonprofit type of thing. And, you know, we're able to take a chance on a record. We're able to do a lot of things for independent artists. And me coming from a background of, you know, Clear Channel and CBS Radio and other commercial stations, this station is incredibly fulfilling. So that's why I get to do an interview with Mike Doty on the phone. I don't have a program director knocking down my door, you know, telling me to play Gautier again type of thing, you know?
Well, dude, believe me, I appreciate it. And, you know, independent radio, member-supported radio is amazing.
Right on, man. Well, thanks for supporting independent radio. And you've worked with a lot of You've worked with a lot of talented musicians in their own right throughout the years. If you saw a band play a show on the road, or someone, you know, slipped you a CD and you were really feeling it, would you take an artist under your wing at this point and help produce them right now?
Yes, I've the band that's opening for me, Moon Hooch. I found them on the subway.
No way. They're doing the old busking thing or whatever?
Yep. They were busking on the L train platform at Union Square in Manhattan, and I brought them on tour.
No kidding. It's just a bunch of bright-eyed kids?
Basically, yeah. They're all, early 20s. Pretty fierce dance band. Really, really recommend them.
No kidding. Right on, man. Yeah. So you're taking them on the road with you.
Yeah.
How has touring changed? Are you doing the van thing these days?
No, I mean, I do, I try and keep it like relatively mellow in terms of like the hecticness. This tour is on a bus because it's a full band.
That's great,
man. It's nice. I tour usually like in a car when I'm solo, but you know, I'm not like, you know, driving, you know, like a maniac in a van, you know, overnight. It's definitely, it's pretty chilled out.
Do you have a favorite venue or in recent weeks, a venue or a town where you were pleasantly surprised? Like people here in Bozeman, Montana, they really love their music.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Sellersville, Pennsylvania is a really good show. Weirdly enough,
couldn't put that on the map, man.
Yeah, nor could most people, but it's dope show. And Hudson, New York is great.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of weird little places out there.
Right on. Again, this is Mike Doty on the phone. Circles, a super bonbon, the very best of soul coughing is available right now to the general public. The whole thing from front to back is good. It's definitely a favorite of mine. We've been playing the Super Bonbon on the air for some time now. Yeah, absolutely. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Mike Doty thus far?
No, I mean, I just hope people listen.
Cool. As far as writing, are you still actively writing maybe some articles for some local publications in Brooklyn or anything like that? And what are some of the things?
Not really. I mean, I'm always writing, but I don't have anything like serious coming up, you know, yet.
Do you generally write as a media critic or talk about what's going on in pop culture or just the world around us?
I do a little blogging, but other than that, my life is mostly songwriting.
So where could people find your thoughts on this blog?
Oh, geez. I mean, I have a Tumblr. mkdo.co is the URL. And then, I mean, if you Google me, you'll find a million stupid things out there, I'm sure.
I've heard some good, positive things, as far as, you know, Kickstarter type of campaigns. I've also heard some horror stories and stuff, but I did hear this new record, man, is 100% funded, by your fans. How did that happen? And it sounds like, man, they went above and beyond with funding this thing.
They were into it. I mean, it was fully the day that the pledge drive started. It was like, it started at 9 a.m. and it was fully funded at like 10 p.m. It was really incredibly satisfying and great. And I'm super grateful for it.
Do you think,
I mean, it got funded up to like 312% at the end of the day. So I couldn't be happier.
Dude, that's crazy. Do you feel like you have a lot of new, it's just gained momentum? Not only do you have fans from your original project back in the 90s, but over the years, you think your fan base just gets greater and greater, and you have a lot of new people on board?
I mean, you know, people have been yelling at me to play Super Bonbon for years. Now that I'm finally playing it, people are yelling for 27 Jennifers, so.
Sure.
You know.
You can't please all of the people, I guess.
That's true.
But it's an incredible blessing to have such a hardcore group of fans who are willing to, invest their time and money for a brand new record. Now, how much of this stuff was, you know, ready to go when you approach the studio, you walk in there? Were you just ready to rip into these songs, or was it predominantly just all tweaked on the fly in the studio while you were recording?
I mean, it was prepared when I walked in. There wasn't a lot of like, yeah, dithering around about what stuff should sound like. You know, I mean, at this point, you know, I walk into a studio knowing what I want to walk out with.
Right. Well, you know, you should be proud of the new record, because I think it's appealing to a lot of different people who would dig on a lot of different genres of music. And we're going to continue to be a champion of it, my friend. And hopefully,
really appreciate that.
Yeah, and hopefully you and all of your people can keep us in the loop as far as musically and what's going on with Mike Doty in the future, because we're certainly on board.
Awesome, man. I really appreciate it.
Right on. So Southern California shows Friday at the Fonda, Saturday at the Observatory in Orange County. We got a couple tickets to give away for that particular show. Call me in the studio, 949, local area code 715-5936. I think in the nature of keeping this thing moving, we're going to play a song off Circle's Super Bonbon and let you go and do your thing, my friend. But thanks so much for taking the time. And, of course, this audio will live forever on our podcast page. And hopefully I'll tweet it out at you, and hopefully you could tweet it right back at us, man.
You got it. My pleasure.
All right, Mike Doty, have a good afternoon. We'll see you at the Observatory Saturday. You can't miss me. I'll be right in front in a bright green American Apparel shirt.
All right, I'll see you there.
All right, goodbye.